like just the beginning. I may have neglected my thoughts, but okay. Let's start from that for your Chesam Aleph.
Play Rabba.
Chatzinezik Choyos Migufin Mishalem Oy Me'alim Mishalem. Aloch is that Chatzinezik ordinarily Shlom Nizokin are Menaidis. Make of arts. Karen time is a special feature that the Tashlumin is from the Gufa Behema. If the Behema is worth less than the full Chatz Nezek, then that's the entirety of the Chiyuv. This Machlek is later on in the Gemara. How to understand that. Machlek is Tanoim, Rabbi Kiva and Tarfin, I think. Whether it's Yuchlet Hashor or Yushum Hashor. Meaning, that's going to get us just to know. When we say that Chatzinezek is in the Gufa, does that mean that you have to be Gover the Nezek from the Gufa Behema? Or does it mean that the Nezek you Gover maybe Menedis, but the Gufa Behema represents the limit of the Chiyuv? Rabbi Shmuel holds that it's a regular chiyuv. It's a regular chayv. Just the value of the shor, the value of the shor mazik, that determines the extent of the chayv. So let's say it was mazik in $100, and the chatzinezik is $50, and the shor itself is only worth $30. So the chayv is $30, but the chayv itself can be gaiva from the mazik, not necessarily from the shor. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Akiva says no. The Torah said the shor itself becomes the tashlumin. The nizik becomes a bialim in the shor itself. If the shor itself is not available, then that's just tough luck. He's out of the. He becomes a shutuf in the or a bialim in the shor itself, in the shor mazik itself. Al kapanim, chatzinezik has this feature that it's mikufa mishalim. So now that's by chatzinezik of keren. So now the gemara is doing what about suris? The suris mikufa mishalim. Is it like keren? Or imeli mishalim? Mikufa mishalim. What are the suris suffixes? The gemara mikufa mishalim. The yashkin chen chatzinezik the mishalim meeliyo. On the one hand, it's not Karen, it's Urchei. Urchei normally is Menaliyah. On the other hand, it's Chatzinezik. Chatzinezik is ordinarily, other than Seres, is ordinarily Migufay. So now what's the din of Seres? So it's not so clear exactly what are the Tzadim. Rashi doesn't really explain too much of what are the Tzadim Asafik. There is theoretically we could learn. There is a shaila later on in the Gemara and Dr. Tess. Gemara the later on, Dr. Tessam et al. Has a bias, these different kishayis in the Gemara. Different kishayis in different lashonis in Rashi, but the one gears in the Gemara is that the Gemara's halakha is shoris b'shus rabim is a chayav l'potter. Do we say the kerim damim alei and it's chayav b'shus rabim, or do we say no, told to the regulu and it's potter? Maskar of the Gemara is told to the regulu and it's potter. So it's two different kishayis in the Gemara, two different kishayis in Rashi. What's the case? There's one case that is talking about kerim shoris that are mishuna. So it's really regular service is about a care, is about a regal, not care. So in a special case of service al yidei shinui, so maybe that becomes like care because it's al yidei shinui. Okay, then it's not so relevant to us right now. But then there's a gears in the Gemara, another gears in the Gemara that Rashi it's mentioned. Well, anyway, there's another gears in the Gemara. It's totally in the Lashonis of Rashi also. There's another gears in the Gemara. The Gemara is asking about service in general. Is Shoyrus in general treated like a told of Karen or like a told of Regal? Because on the one hand, maybe it's told of Regal. Because we know Shoyrus is a told of Regal. That's where we're used to Shoyrus is a told of Regal. On the other hand, it's Chasinesing. Maybe we should treat it like a told of Karen. And the Maskon is that it's a told of the Regal. If you have that gears in the Gemara, so you see an interesting thing that's so sort of surprising that the Gemara entertained that maybe Shoyrus, just by the fact that it's Chatzinesis, maybe Tzoyah should be treated like a told of Karen. The Maskan word not the way, no, told of the regular. Maybe there's a Tzad that told that Tzoyah should be treated like a told of Karen. So, yes, you have to know how far that goes, what does it mean? But Akapanim, just right now, we're just starting everything out. But you see in that Gemara, that's like one of the places where you see, close to the surface, there's this possibility that Tzoyah should be treated like a told of Karen. Again, only if you're you have that particular gears in the Gemara. So maybe it's a temptation to say, maybe that's the shiloh here as well. The shiloh the Gemara is asking whether Tzoris is Migufa Me'amin Aliyah. Maybe it's a shiloh about the nature of Tzoris. Is Tzoris treated like a told of regular? Is it treated like a told of care? There is a Me'iri. It's important to know. Maybe we'll probably talk about the Me'iri. This is an Eri in the Sugya. The Gemara has a whole bunch of shots. Maybe we start like this. This is an introduction. The Gemara is going to have, going up now, over the next few, starting now in Yud Chesam and Aleph, till the Yud Chesam and Beis, one Sugya of Tzoris. The Gemara is going to have a whole bunch of questions regarding Tzoris. Basically, four basic shilas regarding Tzoris. Number one, maybe just put them on the board. Then our shila number one, is it Migufay or is Tzoris? Migufay or Minalia? Whereas Bayas is not, Bayas is a sophic. Rav is Rashi. Rav is the Shaila, and Rav remains. Rav remains by a sophic. More later, earlier in that Gimel Amud Beis, says Le Rav mi Barley, but the Rapopo was pshitulei that it's for sure min Aliyah. It's for sure regal, like treated like regal. So that's a question. That's Gemara number one. Then we're gonna have another Gemara. It's going to discuss Hadol Tzoris. Yesh Hadol Tzoris. Does Tzoris after three times become a Mu'ud? That's going to be a separate, another Sugya. Within that Shaila of Yesh Hadol Tzoris, as we've touched upon before, Yom Tov, there's two versions of Rashi. What's the way you've been talking about? One version of Rashi, Mishnah Kama, we'll start with Lushna Basra because it's easier. Lushna Basra, Rashi, and Tosfos. This is how Tosfos learns. That the Gemara is talking about ordinary Tzoris. Tzoris we call Kiyur Chayim. Tzoris Kiyur Chayim. But it did it three times. The behavior was Mazik Alidei Tzoris, was walking around. Three times it happened that it was Mazik Alidei Tzoris. Does it go up now to Nezek Shalom? By analogy to Karen, after three times goes up to Nezek Shalom, maybe Tzoris after three times goes up to Nezek Shalom. That's the Shal Yesh Adol Tzoris, a Baya of Rava also. It's also Baya of Rava. This is Rava. That's also Baya of Rava. And also it's a Baya that the Gemara is not explicitly Peshit one way or the other. Very fascinating idea. Rashi himself asks on this Lishna Basa Rashi that it's very hard to understand what is Hadol. How does Hadol make sense by Tzoris? I understand it more by Karen. Karen is Mishunah. So it's doing something unusual. But after three times, it becomes usual. But Tzoris was usual to begin with. So what changes after three times? Rashi asked it as a kasha on the Lishna Basra. Taisa says it's not a kasha. It doesn't explain so much. Why? He says, no, not a kasha. That's how it is. After three times it becomes a mur. Sosma Bili Pishu, why is it not a kasha? We'll have to worry about that. But after putting here, you already also see this notion that somehow maybe Surah says this has dinim, has features of Karen, that after three times it becomes a mur. If you're learning Gemara Beishadol Tzoros like the Lishna Basra and like this, it's talking about regular Tzoros, and after three times talking about Tzoros, intrinsically has this Karen-like feature that it's a bayah, but maybe it has this Karen-like feature that it turns into. The Meiri learns the Gemara this way as well. Good to know. The Meiri also learns like this Lishna Basra and like Taisus, that it's a question. It's talking about ordinary Tzoros. Rashi in the Lishna Kama thinks that doesn't make any sense. You can't have Tzoros was urche to begin with. What's three times going to make a difference? And if Tosfos learns, we're talking about specifically Tzoros al yedei shinoi. So that's a special case of Tzoros al yedei shinoi. And the Gemara is a shaila, if you did Tzoros al yedei shinoi after three times, does it go up to Nezek Shalom? And that we'll have to worry about. That's too complicated to even think about right now. Well, what's the Tzadei HaSofik? Tzoros al yedei shinoi, maybe after three times it goes up to Nezek Shalom, and they know it's still Tzoros, it's only Chatzim Nezek. Alright, that's a whole kettle of worms. And then we have another bayin in the Gemara. So this is Lishna Kami, Rashi Lishna Kami, Rashi Lishna Basra. Then there's another Shaila in the Gemara. Yesh Shini Lutzeres, the Rabbi and Ezer. Rashi has a Shaila. Rashi. Yesh Shini Lutzeres, the Yesh Shini Lutzeres, the Rabbi and Ezer. Also, he's not close to the Shaila. Meaning, if you have Lutzeres that are Mishunah, so do I multiply one by the other and say, well, Mishun is Chatzin Ezek and Tzoros is Chatzin Ezek, so now it becomes Rabbi and Ezek? Well, maybe not. The Ravash is not pushed with that Shaila. The Gemara is Mavur Lehedya and Daf Yitves that there's an Imtim Soloim relationship between Ravash's Baya and Rava's Baya. There's some kind of relationship between these two Bayas. Rava's Baya is only Imtim Soloim that ain't Shini with Tzoros. That's going to be the Hezbollah all by itself. Why are these two Bayas exactly related? It's very kedai, by the way, to go through the Gemara, just Gemara Rashi, and Rashi has Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra, to go through the Gemara from now till we test and advise us to run through it, Gemara Rashi, just to have a picture of what's going on, because all these things are going to be interrelated. And then the Gemara has a fourth Baya, which is a Baya of Yirmiyah and of Zera. Yirmiyah is from Zera, or Zera is from Yirmiyah. But of Yirmiyah and of Zera. Which is Shreirah. Now he has also two gersays. One gersay is it's probably related to the Lishna Kama and the Lishna Basra by Yeshadot. It's not so much there. By Yeshadot, some fairish in the Rashi that we have this Lishna Kama and the Lishna Basra. When we get to this last baya, there's no explicit Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra. There's just a Rashi that seems to say contradictory things within itself, but if you look in the Frankel Sefer Mavteach where they have the Gersoyes of Rashi, you see that there also there's two different Gersoyes of Rashi that in our printed Rashi got mixed up with each other, and they're probably related to the other two Gersoyes in Rashi. So we'll call it Lishna Kama Lishna Basra Rashi. No, there it's not really explicit that it's you know, it's the Rashi that we have that's printed is just garbled Rashi, not Lishna Kama, not Lishna Basra, but garbled Rashi. If you look in the Sefer Mavteach, you see there's different Gersoyes in Rashi, and it probably corresponds to the Lishna Kama and the Lishna Basra of Rashi, as we'll see when we get there. Right now, it's too hard to explain. But the Gemara is a Shaila, two Gersoyes. Gersoy number one, we'll call the Lishna Kama Gersoy, is the Baya is something like this. Hoysam Aleches B'Shus Rabim. Hoysam Aleches B'Shus Rabim. And it gave a kick, which means it was shinui. Do I say that the keren medaminale, and it's high b'shus rabim? I do not tell the regular when it's pot b'shus rabim. Again, it's this strange case of tsaris ali de shinui. So do they say, well, tsaris ali de shinui? So it's ali de shinui, it's keren. They say no, but it's tsaris, so it's still regular. And this is the only Bayah of the Gemara is explicitly Peshit. And the Gemara says, the Maskar of the Gemara is Mistaber Tolu Deregulum. The Gemara's answer is Tolu Deregulum, meaning even though it's Halidei Shinui, Tolu Deregulum. Then the solution of Basra has a different Girsa, not Bata Bishas Rabin, but just Tseris Bishas Rabin. Just ordinary Tseris Bishas Rabin. And the answer is, maybe dress ordinary Tseris Bishas Rabin is Chayiv, because maybe it's like Karen, because it's Chasin Ezek. And the answer is no, Toldu the Regal. That's the Mishnah Basra, and that's the Girsa that the Negiri also had. So those are the four. Now there's other stuff going on in the Gemara also, in the question of these two blocks, but those are the four main biases that the Gemara has. So the Meiri, interestingly, has at the end of the sugya that even though the Gemara was not Peshit the Shaila Nadol Litzeres, the Gemara wasn't Peshit the Shaila of Yeshinu Litzeres, all the Shailas the Gemara was really not Peshit. But he says that he thinks the Maskana, really, all of these bias, we come down on the side of Toldu Deregel. He says because they're again the difference later, but he says because they're cool. All the bias in the sugi, he says, kulam seivavos around the same question of whether tsuris is a Toldu of Regel or whether tsuris is a Toldu of Karen. And since the bottom line at the end of the last gemara of Rav Yirmiyah and Rav Zeira, Rav Yirmiyah said to Rav Zeira, "This time we're Toldu Deregel." Because he has the Girsa between ordinary Tseris are a Toldu de Regel. That means the Maskana Gemara is that Tseris is a Toldu of Regel, it's not a Toldu of Keren, and may all of the other bias disappear. There's certainly, well, we'll see how he learns here Shinul Tseris, but somehow that answers the question of Shinul Tseris. Not too clear exactly what that does over there. And it answers the question of Adol Tseris, because if it's Regel, there's no Adol by Regel. And all these questions are all interrelated. They're all Seivavas Helchas around the same Shaila. The Meiri is a limit by itself. We have the Meiri learned these sugis. Because also, right now we're just taking a bird's eye view. The Meiri is an avodah, and but it's a good point of departure of the Meiri that you see he already saw the sugi like this whole two blocks. He saw it with like one out. Because all these shadows are related. They're all cyberbased around the same pivot. Is Tseris Regel or is Tseris Keren? If Tseris is Keren, then it's Chayav Pshus Rabim. That's going to know it's Regel, so it's Potter Pshus Rabim. And that's the Shail of Yeshin, and that's the Shail of Yeshin Adol Tseris. He's going to like the Lishna Basra. That is a question of ordinary Tseris, but you did it three times, so if it was a Toldo of Keren, then it would go up to Nezik Shalom. Like Keren goes up to Nezik Shalom, it has Adol. But since the Maskon is a Toldo of Regel, so it doesn't have Adol, it doesn't go up to three times. And he learns that the Shal of Yeshin and Tseris also connected to that. That's very not clear how exactly that's supposed to work. What's the connection between the Shal of Yeshin and Tseris, the Rabbi and Ezek? How is that connected to this grand scheme of the Meiris? In Svara, we can maybe see a connection. The Meiri is learning this again like in a very simple way. I mean, it's like a simple, unified theory of the whole Tubla. Everything is aroused around. Seivavos Helchos is Tseris like Keren, Tseris like Regel. Is it a Toldo? His Loshness is it a Toldo of Regel? Is it a Toldo of the? Is it a Toldo of Regel or is it a Toldo of Keren? So he says, Kulam Seivavos all, and he says, Beferish, all the Shailas are Seivav around this question, and he says, therefore, the Halacha would be that there is no Hadol of Tseris. Yeshin and Tseris, we'll talk in a second. He says, they're all around the same child. The bottom line is they're all the Toldu Deregel. So we understand the case of Tseris versus Rabbah, why that's related to Toldu Deregel of Toldu Bekeren. That's self-evident. We understand maybe the question of Hadol and Tseris. The Meiri is like the Lishna Basra, we're talking about regular Tseris. So if it's three times, if it's Keren, so after three times it becomes Nezek Shal. If it's Regel, then you can do it 100 times. It's the same Regel and it's the same Tseris. What about Yeshinu Tseris? And what is it? Did Tseris, Yeshinu, does it go down to Rabbi and Ezek? How's that related to this question of whether it's a Toldo of Regel or a Toldo of Keren? So, in Svara, maybe you could say, if you would ask me, I would say, well, in Svara, it's connected like this. that if Tzoris is a told of Karen, so if you do it Avide Shinui, what's the difference? So it's just another reason to be Karen. You know, if Tzoris, the Chatchil is Karen, and then you did it Avide Shinui, so just more Karen. It's just another reason to be Karen. Tzoris is always Karen. Karech is always Karen. And then in addition, it's also Meshunah, so it's another reason to be Karen. So fine, so it's like very Karen. So what? So it's still Chatzin Nezek. On the other hand, if Tzoris ordinarily is Regel, and yet it has the sin of Chatzin Nezek, so if you do it Al Yidei Shinoi, so then you have two different reasons to be Chatzin Nezek. One reason is that Tzoris is Chatzin Nezek. Tzoris, even if it's Regel, it's Chatzin Nezek. And then here it happens to be Karen. So we'll go down to Revi and Ezek. That would maybe we could maybe work through. But if you look in the Miriam side, it's Punkfaker. This is Amun raises this question. He learns Punkfaker. He says that if Tzoris, he learns the Vayigashin of Tzoris to be that if Tzoris is a Tolda of Karen, so then if you do it Al Yeshino, it'll be Revi and Ezek. But if it's a Tolda of Regel, then even if you do it Al Yeshino, you're still going to be Chatzin Ezek. And Rabbi Zalman says, that's what Ferish should be. It's the idea for the Miri says, since the Maskon is a Tolda of Regel, so therefore, if you do it Al Yeshino, you're still Chatzin Ezek. And Rabbi Zalman says, he doesn't understand how that works, how does it make any sense? If it's a Tolda of Karen, and then you do it Al Yeshino, it becomes Revi and Ezek. It's just two different reasons to be Karen. If it's a Tolda of Regel, and I got here, it's sure it's ordinarily Tolda of Regel. But here I did an Alidei Shinui, so now it's Karen that could service, and now it's a Tolda of Karen, and it's service, so it goes down to Revi and Ezek. The Miri's not the way. It needs a Hesbet. The Miri's the way, the simplest Malach from the Gemara, because he makes everything connected, but it's also very strange. Also, there's another problem with the Miri. If all these questions are exactly related, how can there be an Imtim Tzolema? The Gemara says, Beferish, the Rav Ashi and Rava are related with an Imtim Tzolema. How can they be related with an Imtim Tzolema if Rava's Baya is an Imtim Tzolema of Avashi's Baya? Without even thinking about the Teichon. Just structurally, it doesn't make any sense. How can these three Shilas, the Miri says, these three Shilas are all saved around the same fundamental issue, and since we're Peshit that told us that Tzoris had told the Regel in the last Shila, so who had been in the third Shila and in the second Shila, we have that's a Pshitus. So it means these are all the same three Shilas in different guises. How can there be an Imtim Tzolema? Imtim Tzolema means not exactly the same Shilas. Question number two was only Imtim Tzolema, one of the Stonim of question number three. So how could there be Seivus Hochus around the same time? Right, we'll have to think that through again. Like right now we're just seeing what's coming. What's the word? It's a sneak preview. What about the first Bible, our Bible? Sorry, if it's Gufay Min Aliyah. The Meir doesn't say Beferish. Is that also what he says? All the bias of the sugya, kulam sovavos around the same question of service is a total of regular, a total of care. Does he mean to include the first bias? This one he doesn't say beferish. He says beferish to the two and three. He says yeshadol service beferish connected. He says the shayla yeshin of service is beferish connected. They're all the same shayla about whether to service is a total of regular, or a total of care. Does he mean the first bias also? How do you know? Hurry, Hurry, there's two. It would be tempting to say, yeah, that would be very gishmak. It's the same shayla, kulum soivavos helchus, the same shayla. If it's a told of Karen, then it's migufay, and if it's a told of Regel, then it's min aliyah. If all the other shaylas in the Gemara are around this nekuda, so this one, also very attractive to say that it's around the same nekuda. The problem is two things. First of all, it's very difficult in the lush in the Gemara, because then that should be what the Gemara should speak at. The Gemara should say, Migufa Mishal, Minum and Aliyah Mishal. What should be the study of Sophic? Al Derek, what the Gemara says in Daf Yates about Mishal Rabbin. Do I say, Lekarin, Damin, and Lay? Are you doing the Tolda the Regal? That's not the Lush of the Gemara by us. The Lush of the Gemara by us is that the side of Migufa Mishal is because Le Ashkechoin, Chatzin Nezek, the Mishal, and Aliyah. And the side that is. That is min aliyah mishalim is because le'ashkan ki urche the mishalim chatzi nezik. That doesn't sound like it's a question of whether it's told to the Karen or told to the regal. Maybe that's not muchuch. Maybe the lashon is not muchuch. Because would say that the Gemara means not that this is the reason why it's Nelly or the reason why it's Migufa. The reason why it's Migufa is because it's regal. The reason why it might be Maliyah is because maybe it's Karen. The Gemara is speaking out Rias to the issue of whether it's Karen or whether it's regal. Meaning the Gemara is saying, I'm being right that it's regal because it's Urche. Le'ashkhan Urche, that it should be Karen. Maybe we could paraphrase the Gemara. When the Gemara says, the what the Gemara means is, that we should treat it like Karen. Probably it's a total of regal. Or, meaning from the fact that it's chatzin ezek is right, that it's a total of Karen. So maybe the Lashon Gemara not on himself Mechiach. But what Josh is pointing out is that there is a raya that you can't say that this question of Mikufay and Minaliyah is exactly in line with all the other shilas in the Gemara. It's exactly the same like Nagir said. All these shilas are saibus helchus around the same issue. They're really all the same bayams just cropping up in different, just being peshiv surah, beloibesh surah. Because it's against, because there's a Gemara and daf, Gimel Omod Beis. Gemara Gimel Omod Beis says, that's the end of that whole sugya about until the same creates them, Allah creates them. Gemara began by saying, we know it's Arba of Nezikin, and they have told us. Are the toldos creates them or Allah creates them? Rashi says means are the toldos chayav a potter? So the Abba of his Nezikin obviously have toldos, so the toldos chayav a potter. The Rif says it means that the toldos chayav nezik shalom mechatzinah kafekach. But al kaponim, one wants to know what's the status of the toldos? How you know what din do the toldos have? The same din as the av, as the av the gavit tashlumen, or a lesser din? So the Gemara goes through one by one all the obvious and says, "Well, told the same. Why should the toldos be any different than the av? You know, if regal is a mishal and nezik shalom. So what's the difference if it's if it was a shilgah shel erev, it should be pumbiyah shel piyah. It's also the same as the regal. It should be a maishna. The toldos from that about it's all the same. It's all nezik shalom. But Rav Papa said at the right beginning. Rav Papa said, "Yesh mehem kayetzben." That's what it says. Omer Rav Papa, "Yesh mehem kayetzben, v'yesh mehem lav kayetzben." Some of the toldos are kayetzben. Some of the toldos are lav kayetzben. The Gemara says, well, which ones are which? So all the toldos, they're all chayetzivim. There's no reason they shouldn't be chayetzivim. So what did Rav Papa mean when he said, yeshvim lav chayetzivim? So the Gemara says he meant seiros. Because seiros, even though it's a toldo of regel, but it's lav chayetzivim, it's a hilchus, it's only chatzin nezik. So here you have a toldo of regel, it's only chatzin nezik. Fed the Gemara, so then why is it called a toldo of regel? If it's chatzin nezik, then why are you calling it a toldo of regel? It doesn't have it in the regel. Calling it a toldo of regel means it has something in common with regel, but it's chatzin ezek, so why is it a toldo deregel? So the Gemara says, well, it's a toldo deregel because it's mishalim and aliyah, not migufot. If it would be keren, it would be migufot. No, it's not a keren. It's like regel. It's mishalim and aliyah. It's mishalim for mekav. So that's why it's called a toldo deregel, but it's chatzin ezek, so it's lav kayetzivim. Says the Gemara, but Rava is the first. What do you mean? It's not so poshut. Rava had a bayah. Rav is not sure if it's Mishalim and Ali or Mishalim and or not. So how are you saying that Rav Papa called it a toldo regel because it's Mishalim, it's Mishalim and Ali? Rav is not so sure about that. Well, he says, yeah, Rav is not so sure, but Rav Papa was sure. Rav Papa, pshita le Rav mi boile. So then the Gemara asks, and the point of Rav, who is not sure that if it's Megufa and Ali, so why is it called a toldo regel? Apparently that was still pushed the Gemara that even according to Rava it's a toldo regel. I don't know how the Gemara knows it, but the Gemara takes that as an axiom. Even according to Rava it is a toldo regel. Why is it called a toldo regel? I mean, it's sad. And that sad that Rava has, that it's mishtal and migufoy, so why are you even calling it a toldo regel? She called it a toldo Karen. So the Gemara answers the point of Shisrabi. It's still called Shisrabi, which was the last thing, the last by a point of that, if he goes that way, that was the maskana of Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rav Zera. So it's mafurish in that Gemara that Rava's question is not the same question as Tzoris b'shus Rabbim. On the contrary, Tzoris b'shus Rabbim, Rava knows is potter. And to that extent, Rava agrees that it's a toldo deregel. That's why it's called that it's a toldo deregel. Nonetheless, Rava is still mesupik whether it's chatsi, whether it's migufa or minali. So Chayra, you can't say that Rava Shaila and the last Shaila of Rav Yirmiyah and Rav Zera, if you guys like the Lishnabasa Rashi, like the Meiri, that's Shaila of Shoris versus Rav, you can't say that there's several of his helpers around the same issue. Because we might not give him a little parish, Mechalik. That Rava agrees that Rishis Rav is told the regal it's Potter, Mustaba told the regal. And nonetheless, he's not sure if it's Mikufi or Mina aliyah. So Al-Kochach, that can't be the stud, the study of Safik. Is it told of the regular or is it told of the care? Avad is told of the regular. Avad is told of the regular. So what are the study of Safik then? By us. We should take the Pashup Shat. Pashup Shat. Is that the Gemara's question is not a question about whether Tzairis is regular or apparent. Maybe all the other Shilas in the Sugya are a side of his Helchus around that. But the question here is no, we'll, it's for sure a total deregel. Rob agrees, we're saying Rob agrees it's a total deregel. Yeah, what's the other?
Why was that even a subject in the Gemara later on if we already knew that from the Gemara on Gimel?
Well, the Gemara Daf Yutes doesn't have to know the Gemara Daf Gimel. Sorry, if you go to Tzairis Pishus Rabim, then you have to say, if in Daf Yutes you go to the Shai was Tzairis Pishus Rabim, you have to say that that Gemara comes before the Gemara Daf Gimel. Okay, I don't see how I. Yeah, if you go to like the other case in Daf Yutes, like Lushna Kamara Ashabin, that's a complicated, different Gemara, not related. But according to the Meiri, the Meiri's gear says Tzairis Pishus Rabim, and yeah, but you have to say that the Gemara Daf Gimel knows the Maskana, the Gemara Daf Yutes, Mustafa told the regular. Akoponim, the Gemara says in Daf Gimel that Rava knows for sure, Rava agrees, he concedes that it's a total deregel and it's a potter pshus rabbim, but it's a total deregel. Nonetheless, he has a sad that's mishalim and aliyah. That it's mishalim rather, not min aliyah, it's mishalim migufay. What's the sad? What's the sad? What's the pshat? So the chur, the poshu pshat is that the Gemara's chakir over here is not a chakir about the nature of tzoris. Tzoris is regel. It's a chakira about the nature of tashlumin migufa. Why is chatzines? Why is keren tam mishdala migufa? Is keren tam mishdala migufa because it's keren? Or because it's keren tam? So didn't keren tam that's mishdala migufa? In which case, it's unique to keren tam. What does it have to do with service? Service is a total direct. Or maybe the din of mishdala migufa. It's not that from Sukkim. But maybe the dinner will be the chotzos of Hashorachai. But the component, maybe the dinner, Keren Tam is Mishtal Migufa, is not because it's a feature of Keren Tam, but rather because it's a feature of Chatzin Nesek. That Chatzin Nesek is always Mishtal Migufa. And that's very geshmak in the Lashon of the Mark. It's sad that it's Chatzin, that it's Migufa, is because they ask you Chatzin Nesek the Mishtal Minali. So chakir about the nature of maybe this din of migufay, the Torah said that keren tam is mishtal migufay, not because it's keren tam, but because not because it's din a keren shonu tam, but because it's chatzin esek and chatzin esek and migufay. That's certainly the simplest way to understand the chakir by us. And that was done very well with the Gemara in Daf Gimel. That's why in Daf Gimel, even though Rava is sure that it's a Rava agrees that it's a Tol of Regel, but he still has the suffix. The Tol of Regel is part of Shusram, but he has a suffix. How's it? Is it Mishtal Megufa, Mishtal Menali? Bible there? What? Yeah. I'll just mention one thing. I'm not going to talk about it now because we don't have time, but just to mention it. The Gemara by us is not place to decide. This question that we're busy with now. Is it Naliyah? Is it Migufay? As a Tashma, which we didn't have a chance to read inside, but the Maisa, the Gemara is not Peshit, the two Tashmas, the Gemara is not Peshit, it remains in the Gemara of Bayat Deloy Yishin. Nonetheless, the Rif asks in Bepshitos that it's Mishtal min ha aliyah, metav. Why? Why is the Rebbe passing that way to the Bible? The Gemara is not pleasure to the Bible. So why is the Rebbe passing that it's mishtala mi metav? So the Ramban in the Milchamas at the end of the Perek, it's in that Ramban about the sugya of Bosu Bikara and Bosu Tovamona. So I'm listening to that Ramban. Not that the sugyas have anything to do with each other, but the Sechad Ram, the Ramban there is busy with the Chal that Kainim have, that if one Amora was Smasupik and the other Amora was Poshut in something, so we ask him like the Amora to whom it was Poshut, not like the Amora to whom it was a Suffolk. That's negated to Bosu Tovamona, and then the Rabbi Pshitule, the Rabbi Miboyle. So he gives an example from the fact that from the fact that the Rif Paskins that Shiris is Mishtalim in Aliyah, not Mikufa, I Rabbi had a Suffolk. But the Rabbi sent up Himal, the Rapop of Pshitule, the Rabbi Miboyle. So this is the Rapop of Pshitule. So therefore, the Rif Paskin, like Rapop, who thought it was self evident that it's Mishtalim in Aliyah. And not like Rava, who wasn't sure. The one who's sure trumps the one who's not sure. So the Ramban makes an interesting point, though. He says he has a kasha in the Rif. He says the Rav is it's hard in the Gemara itself. The Gemara that Gimel starts off by saying Rapapa says Yesh Bim Kayu. Rapapa said Yesh Bim Lav Kayu. He meant service. Service is Lav Kayu. It's only Chatzines. Even though it's a Tolda Rebbe. So the Rav says, why is it called a Tolda Rebbe? Why are you calling it even a Tolda Rebbe? If it's Chatzin Ezek, why call it a Tolda Rebbe? So the Gemara answers because it's Mishtalim in Ha. It's Mishtalim in Ha. Let's go to the Gemara. It's Mishtalim in Ha Aliyah. And that the Gemara says, but the Rebbe had a buy about it. So the Gemara answers, but Rapop of Shitale. Then the Gemara asks, but according to Rebbe still, why does he call it a Tolda Rebbe? Rebbe does have a buy. Why does he call it a Tolda Rebbe? So the Gemara answers, for Tabla Petr B'Shisram. Says the Rebbe, Lechayra once coined to Rebbe, it's called a Tolda Deregel, a Peter B'Shisarabim. So maybe that's why Rapapa called it a Tolda Deregel too. So how do you know that Rapapa was Pshitalei the Halacha whether on the issue of Minali or Migufa? Rapapa never talked about it. Rapapa just said it's a Tolda Deregel. Yesh Bem, Lav Kriyesh Bem. It's a Tolda Deregel, but it's Chatzinesim. It's Lav Kriyesh Bem, it's Chatzinesim. Rapapa never said a word about it. It's Migufa or Minali. But we inferred, we just asked, the Gemara had asked, but why are you calling it a Tolda Deregel? If it's Chatzinesim, why call it a Tolda Deregel? So the Gemara answered because it's Mishtalim and Aliyah. And that the Gemara asked, but Rava's not so sure. So Gemara didn't answer. Well, maybe Rapapa was sure. Then the Gemara asked, but according to Rava, you don't think it's Tolda Deregel according to Rava? So the Gemara says, no, there's a different reason why it's a Tolda Deregel. It's a Tolda Deregel, a Paitib Shisarabim. Says the Rabban, once we come to that maskana that according to Rava, it's a Tolda Deregel, the Paitib Shisarabim, maybe that's why Rapapa called it a Tolda Deregel too. And therefore the Rabban says, if he thinks if it was up to him, he would say, not like the Rif. He would say that the Gemara that said the Rapop of Shitalei the Rav Miboyle, that was only a Halamina. Well, we thought maybe according to Rav, it's not a Tolda Deregel at all. So why is the Rapop called a Tolda Deregel? Well, it must be by him it was Poshut. But once we found the reason why it's a Tolda Deregel, even according to Rav, then how do we know the Rapop is Chaylik and Rav? Maybe Rapop would have the exact same Ibaya as Rav. So there's no reason to think that Rapop was Poshut the Shaira. And then it should remain a Suffolk. So the Ramah is asking there's a kasha on the Rif. He remains with a kasha on the Rif. Where did the Rif see in the Gemara that Gimel the Rapop was Pritulei? The Gemara only thought the Rapop was Pritulei, the Ramban wants to say in the Salkadaitach, before we knew that even Rav agrees that it's a Tolda Deregel. But once we're masik that even Rav agrees it's a Tolda Deregel, Lagabi, Lepaiti, Rishisarabim, then that could be Rapop's view as well. Where do you see the Rapop was Pritulei? So that's the Chara Ha'ora on the Rif, and that maybe has bearing on the whole understanding of the Sugya. But Akoponim, that's the Ramban's Hasoga on the Hasoga on the Rif. Okay, this we'll have to continue tomorrow.